From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with the regional news update. Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered bars and indoor operations of restaurants to close for the next 3 weeks in most parts of the state. His order comes amid a troubling increase of California coronavirus cases and hospitalizations, and it applies to 19 counties covering 72% of the state's population. That includes Contra Costa, Solano, and Santa Clara counties. The order also applies to the indoor operations of movie theaters, wineries, tasting rooms, family entertainment centers, zoos, and museums. Newsom did not close beaches, but he ordered parking lots closed at beaches in Southern California and in the San Francisco Bay Area to limit overcrowding. A state appeals court sided with the Bay Area Toll Authority Monday to increase Bay Area bridge tolls by $3 over 6 years. KALW's B. Saul has more.
State-owned bridges in the Bay Area are set to raise fees. Tolls at every Bay Area bridge, except for the Golden Gate, rose by a dollar at the beginning of 2019. They'll increase by another dollar in 2022, and a dollar more in 2025. The fees, approved by voters in 2018, are set to fund more than 30 projects, including the next phase of BART's extension through San Jose. Parts of that extension have already been opened, but the money has been on hold until now. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association sued the Bay Area Toll Authority soon after the ballot measure passed with 55% of the vote. The group argued that toll increases function as a tax, and therefore would need the support of two-thirds of voters to pass. A San Francisco trial court sided with the toll authorities last year. On Monday, the First District Court of Appeals also rejected challenges to the measure. Representatives from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association say they will most likely file a petition with the state Supreme Court to review the case. In Oakland, I'm B. Saul, KALW News.
Santa Clara County officials yesterday issued some requirements and recommendations for reopening schools. KALW's Sarah Lee Sterland reports.
The county did not commit to a firm date for opening K-12 school campuses, but in a guidance document, the public health department said that schools should prioritize in-person instruction along with strict safety protocols. That generally means that everyone on campus will have to wear face masks most of the time. They also must maintain a 6 feet distance from each other as much as possible. The county said that neither recommendation applies to elementary school students because they need close contact for their emotional and academic development. At a press conference in San Jose, Santa Clara County's school superintendent, Mary Ann DeWan, said schools may take many measures to protect people.
There will be more social distancing and physical distancing as children enter schools. At the elementary level, some classrooms will need to remove furniture, desks will be in rows, facing the front so that they're not facing each other.
Additionally, extracurricular activities won't be allowed unless schools can accommodate social distancing requirements. The county recommends that schools have a backup plan for remote learning in case campuses have to be shut down again. Similar protocols have been developed in other counties across the Bay Area, including San Mateo. The Oakland and San Francisco Unified School Districts are drafting proposals to consider both part-time or entirely remote teaching models, with announcements expected later this month. In Los Gatos, I'm Sarah Lee Sterland, KALW News.
California lawmakers harshly criticized state corrections officials today, saying they botched their handling of the coronavirus pandemic by inadvertently transferring infected inmates to a virus-free prison, triggering the state's worst prison outbreak. A third of the 3,500 inmates at San Quentin State Prison have tested positive since officials transferred 121 inmates from the heavily impacted California Institution for Men in Chino on May 30th without properly testing them for infections. State Senator Mike McGuire represents the San Quentin area. He said, quote, "I don't say this lightly, but this is a failure of leadership. This crisis is completely avoidable," unquote. Assemblyman Mark Levine, who also represents the region, said lawmakers and inmate advocates had been warning everyone from Governor Gavin Newsom on down since the start of the pandemic that prisons were uniquely vulnerable. He called the transfer of infected inmates to San Quentin, quote, "the worst prison health screw-up in state history. We cannot sweep it under the rug. There must be accountability. Never has too little, too late been more true or cruel," unquote. Corrections Secretary Ralph Diaz countered that prison officials have worked tirelessly to protect inmates statewide. He said, quote, "the thought that we don't care or I don't care personally, that's the farthest from the truth," unquote. On Tuesday, the department created a command center at San Quentin that includes medical, security, emergency management, and infectious disease experts from multiple state agencies. San Quentin has erected 6 tents to treat infected patients and create room for more physical distancing elsewhere in the prison. Officials recently announced a new plan to free certain inmates statewide who are within 6 months of their release date and said those early releases to parole or probation supervision were being expedited at San Quentin. The state also plans to more swiftly release eligible inmates with high-risk medical conditions. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.